Hi, welcome to Boo Key. Today, we will unlock the book Hopscotch by Julio Cortazar. Have you ever played the game Hopscotch when you were a child? Drawn with chalk on sidewalks or in schoolyards, the Hopscotch grid became the stage for endless laughter and friendly competition. It is a nostalgic reminder of simpler times when the playground was our entire world. We learned the art of balance and precision as we hopped from square to square on one foot. The game was a skill test, as we tossed pebbles or other small objects into the numbered spaces, striving to retrieve them without stepping on the lines or losing our footing. A symbol of innocence and camaraderie, Hopscotch served as a delightful and carefree escape, a small yet enduring piece of our childhood memories. The story in this book follows Oliveira and his circle of friends, most notably the enigmatic and free-spirited La Mega, as they navigate the challenges and contradictions of modern urban life. As the characters engage in passionate debates about art, literature, and philosophy, Cortazar artfully explores themes such as alienation, loneliness, the search for identity, and the tension between rationality and emotion. Throughout the novel, Oliveira grapples with existential questions, which are deep, thought-provoking inquiries that pertain to the nature of existence, human life, and the meaning or purpose of our lives, and attempts to make sense of the world through his philosophical inquiries. His introspective nature and restless mind often lead him to question the validity of his beliefs, and the authenticity of his relationships with others. This ongoing internal struggle is central to Oliveira's search for identity, as he continually seeks to define himself and his place in the world. The urban setting of Paris serves as a backdrop for the theme of loneliness in Hopscotch. With its bustling streets, crowded cafes, and cultural landmarks, the city is where individuals can easily become lost in the crowd. It is evident in the novel through the experiences of the various characters, who grapple with their sense of identity and purpose in the vast urban landscape. You may ask, why does the author use Hopscotch as the book title? One of the reasons is its innovative and experimental narrative structure, like hopscotching between chapters, which sets Hopscotch apart from other novels. Julio Cortazar was an Argentine author, considered one of the most innovative and influential Latin American writers of the 20th century. His experimental writing style, exemplified in works such as Hopscotch and his collection of short stories, Blow Up, transformed the landscape of Latin American literature. Cortazar's unique narrative techniques, blending fantasy and reality, inspired the Latin American literary boom and impacted contemporary literature worldwide. In this book, Cortazar presents two possible ways to read the book, in a linear fashion, following the story from beginning to end, or by hopscotching between chapters, following an alternate sequence suggested by the author. This non-linear approach challenges traditional narrative conventions, and encourages readers to engage with the text in unconventional ways, mirroring the characters' quests for understanding and identity. In essence, Hopscotch is a groundbreaking novel that masterfully blends form and content, offering us a unique and immersive reading experience. Through its intricate exploration of themes such as alienation, loneliness, identity, and creativity, Julio Cortazar's Hopscotch remains a seminal work that continues to captivate and inspire us to this day. Now, we will discuss this book for you in three parts. In part 1, we will retell the general plot of the book briefly. In part 2, we will take you on a journey through the themes. In part 3, we will analyze the literary techniques the author uses in the book.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.